For decades, talk of climate change has evoked images of melting ice and stranded polar bears. But it's not just about the polar bears anymore. Experts say warming and rising oceans are contributing to the creation of larger, more destructive storms, like the one that battered New York and surrounding areas in late October. At the London offices of the environmental group Greenpeace, Chief Policy Advisor Ruth Davis says as more people have that type of experience, policy changes become more likely.
More and more people are becoming subject to the impacts of climate change, and it's really important that governments going into Doha recognize that and take that in with them so they have a sense of urgency and focus.
Climate disasters not only affect those who lose their homes, but also impact crop yields, food prices, insurance rates, public health, and many other issues. The key to generating support for policy changes may be when those events happen more often and more severely in influential countries, says Brian Hoskins, the director of the Climate Change Institute at London's Imperial College.
There's a tendency to think that disasters might happen in Bangladesh, but they wouldn't happen in New Orleans or New York. But they have happened in New Orleans and New York. We see that, however, advanced we think we are in terms of development, we are still very dependent on the environment.
Ruth Davis says leaders need to recognize the costs of inaction and also the benefits of promoting alternative sources of energy that don't contribute to global warming.
It would take, you know, a decade, maybe longer, to be able to shift the situation, but it would not take so long to be able to get to a place where we began to deploy those technologies at enormous scale. Then once we've started, that actually the huge benefits associated with rolling out large-scale renewable energy will be such that this will be a snowball effect.
Still, experts don't expect much from the upcoming United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The most they're hoping for is a renewed commitment to reach agreement in 2015 about environmental standards that would take effect 5 years later.
Any global agreement is better than none, and any restriction on the amount of climate change that we think we'll get is better than no restriction.
The experts say an agreement with universal standards, transparency, and incentives to use new technologies could at least begin to reverse the effects of global warming. But they worry about whether the political will exists and how many more people will have to suffer from climate disasters before the process even starts. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.